Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, when the covers are pulled away and the stench of rotting meat fills your room, you know it's going to be one of those nights.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online, if you want to share your real ghost stories with us. Have you ever had a night where you woke up and it was the scent of rotting meat in your room?
Well, right no. Away? And I'm vegetarian, so that would definitely get my attention.
That would.
It's like there's not even meat in my house.
Be a little odd.
Rotting in my bedroom.
Yeah, that'd be really.
And I don't even know if I would recognize it as rotting meat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when how do you? Because if you smelled something that bad, I think I might go to there must be a dead possum or dead rodent or something somewhere in my house.
I think I would go to.
That's what I'd be smelling.
I'd be going to, well, I did have that sub sandwich in here the other week. And maybe.
What did I do with that? Oh, shit. I threw it under my bed.
Maybe I spun around and pastrami flew out of my mouth. And. Now there's just a big piece of pastrami behind my bed, and it now looks like some shriveled up piece of flesh, and it like people are going to think it's, you know, a piece of flesh. I mean, it's pastrami. I mean, it is kind of, but it's not, no, not a human piece of flesh. So I think that's how I would have that situation happen.
You know, though, I did have it happen once years ago. I forgot that I had like a cooler with some food in it in my trunk of my car.
Yeah.
Now, this might have been long enough ago I was eating meat. So it seems like it was something like that. Like
yeah.
I'd gone to visit somebody, like my sister, somebody, and they're like, here's a cooler of food. And
yeah.
So I put it in the back. And then I'm driving around and it's like my car stinks so bad. Mm. And I'm like, it's like something dead is in my car. And then I open the trunk. It's like, holy shit.
Whoops.
I forgot I had food. And so it was just, I had rotten food in my trunk. But it took me a while to figure that out.
Oh, yeah. I did that with a gallon of milk once. for in my trunk. It was in there probably about 2 weeks, and it was summer. So this stuff.
Oh,
I mean, I'm lucky it didn't explode, but I mean, it was on the verge of it. I didn't know what. I started to smell it into the car, and I'm driving around. I'm like, what the hell is that? And eventually, I think to look in the trunk. I don't know why I didn't think earlier, but I didn't. And then, oh my God. I mean, that was a whiff opening that trunk. And at first I'm like, oh my God, did somebody like put a body in my trunk? Am I being framed for murder? Nope. It's just that 2% milk that's sitting there. That's nearly a bomb at this point, ready to go off. And
you are so lucky that didn't explode.
Oh my God. And it was like a carpeted trunk and everything, you know, so it would totally like never leave the car.
I had an energy drink in my car once that I left. I forgot I had it, bought it.
Yeah.
And went into work all day and it was like 100 and some degrees that day. Mm-hmm. And I came out and it had exploded.
Yeah.
And I get in my car and it was like, by that point, it was kind of just a sticky mess all over everything. I'm like, what the hell happened?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've had that happen. I've had the opposite in winter too, where they freeze, and I've had that happen too.
But a meat stench in your bedroom—that would be rather disturbing.
It would be. it would be. But I think we've hashed out all the possibilities of what it could be. But let's hear.
Oh no, we didn't say anything about demons. It could just be a smelly demon in the closet.
That's an obvious.
Right. That goes without saying.
Let's go to the phone call and hear the story. Hi.
Hey, so I'm calling to tell my ghost story. So this was about 2010, 2011 time period. I was 16 years old. My father had just recently passed away, I'd say about a week and a half before this event happened to me. So I'm going to go ahead and start. So it was late one night. You know, like I said, my father just passed. My mom was out of town, you know, mourning my father, with her friends and stuff, getting some support. And so my grandma was, watching us, me and my brother. My brother was out with a friend, and, I was just staying with my grandma, and it was late. So, you know, we go to bed. My grandma takes the master bedroom. I go to my room. So, you know, I lay there, you know, all lights are off. It's completely dark. And, you know, I lay there for a little while and had a hard time sleeping, going to bed. I was pretty much wide awake and I had the covers over me and all of a sudden I got this whiff of this overwhelming stench of just rotten meat, of just foul nastiness. And, you know, I just try to ignore it. And then the room gets super, super cold, very cold, all out of nowhere. All of a sudden, nobody touched the thermostat or anything. It was just freezing. And I lay there, and I slowly feel the covers being taken off of me. And I roll over on my back. All of a sudden, I see this very dark, very ominous, you know, darkness that was over me. And I know I was wide awake. It wasn't a dream or nothing. It was just horrible. It was so dark and so awful. It was just this feeling of hopelessness and ending. And it was just absolutely terrifying. And at the time, I wasn't really a true Christian, I would say. But all I could think of is, you know, saying, you know, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And, you know, Lord, help me. Lord, protect me. Jesus, you know, forgive me. And it vanished. And so I get myself out of bed and I bolt to the master bedroom. And I was absolutely terrified. I'm hiding under the covers. My grandma's still asleep. And, but my head was under the covers. and the door was wide open, and all of a sudden I could, you know, hear furniture and things moving out in the living room and in the kitchen, and I'd start hearing voices. It sounded like two voices just speaking, you know, a language I couldn't, you know, it definitely wasn't English. I was definitely speaking some other language. I just couldn't make it out. I had no idea what they were saying. And this happened, you know, this went on for, you know, I'd say about two, three, you know, no more than 5 minutes. And, you know, I just try to lay there and not make a move, just to be completely still, not wake up my grandma, and just hope it was just a bad dream or whatever and just let it go. But, you know, all of a sudden, it was like this, you know, bright light that I could see under, even from beneath the covers. And even from beneath the covers, I had to put my hand over my eyes because it was, I mean, like over my face because it was so bright. It was just the absolute brightest golden just light I have ever, you know, seen. And so out of curiosity and scariness, I put my head beneath, you know, over the covers to look to see, and it was about this 7 foot tall, you know, golden figure, and it had a huge cane, like a cane that you would see like you know, a herder have or something. And it walked from the edge of the bed and is going to my side of the bed, and it looked at me and it vanished, and the room became dark again. And that was pretty much the end of it. I just remember being so terrified I couldn't even scream. It was like the air being sucked out of my lungs, and I couldn't even scream or really say anything. So, you know, I was so scared. I woke up my grandma, and we go into the kitchen, turn the lights on, and I try to explain this to her, you know, directly after the event, and I was like gibberish. I couldn't even speak for like, you know, a good 10 minutes. I was just absolutely not being able to talk. Fortunately, I was able to compose myself again, you know, explain my story, and that was about it. But, you know, it sticks with me. And I haven't shared that story in a long time. It's been kind of weighing down on me lately, and so I thought I would just share. So please give me a call back if y'all are interested. But thank you. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. Thoughts on all that?
I don't know. That is terrifying. Yeah. And then he got up, like it was so terrifying to him that as soon as it happened, it's like he's trying to like debrief it and can't even talk.
Mm-hmm.
Like it affected him that much. And it's so funny. It's like you think you hear all the stories because, you know, we've heard a lot of ghost stories. But I've never heard one quite like that.
No.
No, you know, I have no idea what he saw. In the only thing you can think was maybe it was some kind of a dream state he was in, but he sure didn't feel like that.
No.
You also know when you're in a dream state. You know when you're sleeping and you've been woken up. So I don't know.
I think right when the covers start being peeled off me like they were in his story, that's where I would be... probably having a heart attack.
I mean, that's like right out of a friggin' Exorcist movie or something.
Yes, it is completely.
You know, it's like shit. Now the demonic possession's gonna start.
Yep.
That's the only place this is gonna go.
It's interesting
because it sounded like it was that one night, and it's like still traumatic years later.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't say anything about ever having that happen again. So it makes you wonder, why then? What happened? Why? Why?
Just to have one magic night. That's what it was all about.
It was a night he'll never forget.
A night he'll never forget. A night that only one human and one ghost could celebrate together and know that their connection is there forever. A night, perhaps, for romance. A night where Cybill Shepherd comes to your door with a demon. And Al Jarreau walks in and starts singing. Yep, there you go. Little Moonlighting Strangers.
I was not ready for that to go into Moonlighting Land with Cybill Shepherd. And wasn't it
Bruce Willis?
Yeah. Yep. I forgot about that show.
Yep. Cybill Shepherd and Bruce Willis Moonlighting.
Yep. That's what happened. Something with that.
Yep. Got to watch out. That shit causes ghosts. It does. All right. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, everything commercial free, check out our premium channel on Apple Podcasts right now. You can try it for 3 days free. Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories, another place to get it, or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.